A case that involves allegations of spying and illegal wiretaps, a former deputy director of the CIA, and circus elephants is now in the hands of a Virginia jury. Closing arguments took place today in the civil case filed by PETA, the animal rights group, against Kenneth Feld, CEO of the Ringling Brothers Circus. PETA is seeking $1.8 million in damages. The case has been winding through the courts for 5 years, and NPR's Jack Spear has been following it and joins us now in the studio. Jack, what is PETA alleging here, and what did the jurors hear today?
Well, what PETA is alleging here, Robert, is that Ken Feld, he is the head of Ringling Brothers Circus, ran an elaborate campaign against these groups for more than a decade. PETA's lawyer, Philip Hirschkopf, used the documents in this case, and there are about 1,600 of them all told, to show that Feld and his employees placed undercover operatives inside of PETA and these other animal rights groups to find out what the groups were planning. And there were also claims that these operatives stole documents from the groups. PETA says that Feld spent millions of dollars over the years on this kind of surveillance of the animal rights groups, and it was all part of an illegal conspiracy. Feld's lawyer, Thomas Cawley, however, in his closing argument, reminded jurors this is a civil suit and that needs to show damages. And he says that PETA continued to grow during the entire period this supposedly took place. So his question to the jury was essentially, where's the foul here? And Cawley also alleges PETA filed this suit solely for the publicity. Hmm.
How did this case come about?
Well, what happened here was that Feld's, one of Feld's employees, an individual named Charles Smith, had a major falling out with Feld. And this happened back in the 90s. Smith testified in this trial, as a matter of fact. He was the one who was responsible for, as we say, overseeing some of these groups' activities. He was apparently somewhat overzealous. In 1987, he was arrested for spying on his own girlfriend, and Feld fired him. And in retaliation for being fired, he went to these animal rights groups and basically spilled the beans here and told them all about this campaign against them.
And he is just one of a number of colorful figures in this case, including a former CIA official. Explain that one.
Yeah, we've got quite a cast of characters here. That CIA official would be Claire George. He is a former deputy director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and it has come out in a number of documents. He was hired by Feld to act as a consultant to provide security services to the circus. It's PETA's contention, however, that George was hired to oversee this spy network. Feld's lawyer argued today that the vast majority of the work George did for Feld, however, had nothing to do with spying.
Well, for all the spying that was conducted, what did Feld and the circus actually gain?
Well, that's a very good question, Robert, because, you know, it's not clear how much they really got. They got a window into what these animal rights groups and some of the heads of these organizations were thinking, and they got a bit of an early warning when the groups were planning protests against the circus. This apparently allowed Ringling to organize counter-demonstrations. But that's really about it. Millions of dollars spent on surveillance and some offsetting demonstrations. As I mentioned earlier, PETA needs to prove not only there was an active conspiracy, but that the group was harmed. It's going to be up now to this jury to decide that. No matter what the jury decides here, though, you can bet there will be some further appeals in this case. These two groups really, really dislike one another.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Jack Spear, who's covering PETA's lawsuit against the Ringling Brothers Circus.